two 14-year-olds arrested for allegedly stabbing a mom delivering food to earn extra money. By Amy Furr on January 29, 2021. Police have arrested two juveniles for allegedly murdering an Uber Eats delivery driver over the weekend in Haltom City, Texas. In a statement released Thursday morning, police would only identify the suspects as two 14-year-old males. Their names and photos will not be released because of their age, Fox 4 reported. The teenagers allegedly stabbed Ryan Muncy Graham, 31, Saturday during an attempted robbery while she delivered food at an apartment complex on Northern Cross Boulevard. The victim sustained a fatal stab wound to her neck during the attack, the Haltom City Police Department said in a statement Thursday. On Saturday, January 23, 2021, at 9:35 p.m., Haltom City officers responded to a report of a person lying in the breezeway in front of the caller's apartment. The caller said the person had obvious signs of trauma. Officers arrived on scene and found a female, unknown age, lying on the floor of the breezeway with signs of trauma. Haltom City Fire Department and MedStar ambulance personnel arrived on scene, but the female was pronounced deceased at the scene. It was not far from the apartments where Graham's body was found that the two 14-year-olds were arrested and charged with capital murder, the Fox report said. The teens were taken into custody at the Mercantile Square Apartments in Fort Worth. Detectives said the alleged plot was to steal the victim's car. When the teens could not find the keys to the car, one is accused of stabbing the 31-year-old in the neck, breaking the knife in the attack, NBC5 reported. A department spokesman said the teens took her cell phone but later discarded it. Muncy was a wife and mother of three children who worked as a delivery driver to help support her family. You wouldn't think that people just out there trying to make money or do their job would have to fear for their life, said Haltom City PD Sergeant Eric Peters. It is an unfortunate incident that happened. Hopefully, with the arrest of these two individuals, we can heal the community and also give closure to the family, he concluded.